All right, picture this. You send a text. Could be important, could be funny, just a quick check-in, maybe.
Yeah, anything.
Or even something you've, like, mulled over for a bit before you finally hit send.
Yeah.
And then you wait.
Oh, that wait.
That digital silence, right. Okay. That stretches. And you might check your phone again.
Maybe twice.
Exactly. Only to see that dreaded left-on-read status just staring back at you.
Ugh. Yeah, we've all been there.
We really have, haven't we? That little jolt of anticipation, maybe sometimes frustration, wondering why some people reply, like, instantly.
Before you put the phone down.
Right. While others just seem to, I don't know, vanish into the digital ether.
And then pop up, like, days later.
Totally. It's a proper modern mystery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Causes so many little micro dramas.
For sure.
Well, today on The Deep Dive, we're actually taking that whole experience and turning it skyward, you could say.
Okay.
Our deep dive is into astrology, responsive versus unresponsive signs.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, we're going to explore this really fascinating idea. It's from our source material that our astrological signs might offer some, well, surprising insights.
Into texting.
Into our texting habits. Maybe even some cosmic explanations for why people are the way they are with replies.
Wow, okay.
The material we're using frames it pretty bluntly, actually. It literally talks about signs that will text you back versus the ones who leave you on read.
No punches pulled there.
Not at all. So our mission today, for you listening, is really to unpack what this whole concept suggests about, you know, human connection now in the digital age.
Right.
How do we take these, like, ancient systems, astrology, and apply them to understand these very specific, sometimes maddening modern quirks?
Like being left on read by a Gemini or something.
Exactly. We're going to peel back the layers and see what the stars, well, according to our source, I might have to say about your phone screen. Let's get into it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so let's unpack this core idea a bit more. At its heart, we're really talking about that basic human need, right? Communication, connection.
Fundamental.
Totally fundamental. Arguably more than ever now.
Yeah.
But so much of that connection happens through, you know, a tiny screen, little digital messages, texts.
It's the main way for a lot of us.
And let's be honest, there's a real emotional weight tied to getting that notification, isn't there?
Definitely. Or not getting it.
Or maybe especially not getting it. That agonizing lack of a reply. Why do we as humans care so much about responsiveness in this specific way?
Yeah, why the big reaction?
It feels almost primal sometimes.
Yeah.
Even if it's just about, I don't know, a funny meme or grabbing coffee, that little ping or the silence, it can genuinely shift your mood.
It really can. And what's fascinating here is how we as humans are always sort of looking for frameworks, aren't we?
Yeah, ways to make sense of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether they're, you know, scientific, psychological, or in this case, more symbolic, like astrology, we want to understand why people do what they do.
Right.
This whole texting anxiety thing, it's not new in essence, is it? It's just a new channel for that old drive, needing to connect, needing to understand others.
Good point. Same need, different tech.
Precisely. And the source material gives us this really compelling example of that tendency. It takes this ancient system, astrology, you know, usually for personality, destiny, big life stuff, and applies it directly to a very, very contemporary social dilemma: who texts back quickly.
Yeah.
It's an attempt to categorize, to find meaning, maybe even predict something that feels both totally trivial and at the same time deeply significant personally.
It's like asking, can the stars really explain why my friend hasn't replied about dinner plans for two whole days?
Exactly that question. Can the cosmic blueprint shed light on texting etiquette?
Okay, so here's where it gets, I think, really interesting.
Go on.
The source we're diving into today actually proposes that the astrological signs can be, well, categorized based on these texting habits.
Seriously, like sorting them into piles?
Kind of. It suggests some signs are just inherently responsive, you know, quick reply, keen to chat.
The instant texters.
Yeah. Well, others fall more into the unresponsive camp. Maybe more likely to leave you on read or just, you know, take their sweet time getting back to you.
The ponderers or the ghosts.
Maybe. And the source itself claims to draw these lines, basically offering up an astrological view on how different personalities, you know, based on their sign, might handle a simple text message.
That's a bold claim.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
To say the stars dictate your thumb speed or your chat rhythm.
Yeah.
So what does this framework actually look like? How does the source break it down?
Well, it's quite a detailed approach, actually, and often the source links these communication styles back to the elemental qualities of the signs, fire, earth, air, and water.
Ah, the elements. Okay.
Yeah, which kind of helps make sense of the reasoning behind it. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this whole approach really taps into that long-standing human desire, doesn't it?
Define pattern.
To
Yeah.
find patterns, predictability, maybe even find explanations, or let's be honest, sometimes excuses for behavior through things outside ourselves.
Like, oh, they're a Capricorn. That's why they took 3 days.
Precisely. For thousands of years, people have looked to the stars, to gods, myths, psychology, genetics now, always trying to figure out why we act the way we do. Applying astrology to texting habits, it's just a very, very modern version of that ancient quest for understanding.
Makes sense.
It encourages us to think about how different belief systems try to categorize and interpret the complexities of how we interact, even in something seemingly small, like how fast someone replies to a text.
Yeah, it speaks to that need for order, like you said, bringing some kind of order to the chaos of human relationships.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. We're always trying to find the story, aren't we? So, okay, let's dive into these categories then. Where does the source usually start its breakdown? Responsive versus unresponsive.
Well, often it kicks off with the fire signs. That's Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius.
Okay, the fiery ones.
Yeah. And naturally, they're described as embodying, passion, energy, initiation. Think about Aries, the ram, the trailblazer.
Right. Jump first, think later sometime.
Kinda. They're impulsive, direct, they like to lead. And this translates, according to the source, into being really quick responders.
Ah.
They see a text and bam. Their instinct is to act, to engage. They don't like waiting around. So if you text an Aries,
You might get a reply instantly.
pretty much, maybe before you've even closed the app, they're on it.
Okay, so that fits the responsive side neatly. Like an instant spark, no hesitation, makes sense for fire.
Exactly. Then you have Leo. Leos love attention, connection. They often respond with a bit of flair, some enthusiasm,
Yeah, put on a show, even in text.
Sometimes they thrive on interaction, so a text is like, ooh, an audience, an opportunity to engage and be seen.
Right.
And Sagittarius, the explorer, the truth seeker, they might fire back quickly with a big idea or a grand plan.
Off on an adventure via text.
Sort of, but they also have this restless energy. The source suggests their replies are often spontaneous, direct, maybe a bit expansive, but usually fast. They're keen to share or plan the next thing. So the key takeaway for fire signs, according to this source, is speed and directness. They're generally less likely to leave you hanging because it's just not in their nature. Their nature is to ignite, to move.
Got it. Fast and furious communicators, then.
Yeah.
So who tends to land on the other side? The more deliberate, maybe the left-on-read crew, according to this perspective.
Well, that often points towards the earth signs. So Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn.
Okay, the grounded ones.
Exactly. These signs are known for being grounded, practical, methodical. They value stability, precision, substance.
Right, not so impulsive.
Not typically. Take Taurus, for instance. Known for being patient, deliberate. They're probably not going to rush a reply.
No.
No, they'll likely take their time, think about it, maybe formulate a thoughtful response, or honestly, maybe just finish what they're doing before they even consider the text. The source suggests they might literally leave you on read while they, I don't know, finish organizing their sock drawer or some other immediate tangible task.
So if I text a Taurus and get radio silence for a bit, I shouldn't take it personally. They're probably just like deeply focused on building a miniature castle or something equally solid.
Precisely. Their focus can be very singular. Texting might just not be top of their practical to-do list right that second.
Okay, makes sense. Who else on earth?
Then there's Virgo. Highly analytical, meticulous.
The perfectionists.
You got it. The source explains that a Virgo might pause to really scrutinize your message. They want their response to be perfectly worded, accurate, give all the necessary info. They
Wow.
don't just dash off a text. It's like a mini project for them.
So that could definitely cause a delay.
Oh, absolutely. It can lead to significant delays. But the upside is, when the reply does come, it'll probably be incredibly detailed and actually helpful.
Quality over speed.
Exactly. And Capricorn, the ultimate strategist, the mountain goat, always focused on long-term goals, responsibilities.
Right. The CEO of the Zodiac.
Huh. Sort of. They might see a text, quickly assess its urgency against whatever they're working on and just decide to defer the reply if it doesn't align with their immediate objectives.
Practical.
Very. Their replies, when they do come, are often concise, efficient, to the point.
That's a really stark contrast to the fire signs, isn't it?
Huge difference.
It seems like these earth signs aren't about that instant gratification in communication. It's more about, quality and purposeful timing.
Okay, so we have fire fast and earth thoughtful, deliberate. What about the other two, air and water?
Okay, so the air signs, that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. These signs are inherently communicative, intellectual. They're the talkers, the thinkers, the social butterflies, or networkers of the zodiac.
The chatty ones.
Often, yes. According to the source, Gemini, ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication, well, they're almost perpetually wired for quick exchange, verbal or written.
Ah, so they're quick responders too. Generally, yes. Often among the quickest. Sending witty, rapid-fire messages. Sometimes even multiple texts bouncing between ideas. For them, responsiveness is almost a reflex. They just thrive on that back and forth of ideas.
So a Gemini speed isn't necessarily about, emotional urgency, like maybe a fire sign, but more the sheer joy of the mental connection. The buzz.
Absolutely. It's more about the flow of information, the exchange itself. Now, Libra is a bit different. They value balance, harmony.
Or keeping things pleasant.
Exactly. The source suggests they're generally responsive because they genuinely dislike leaving people hanging. They see it as sort of a social misstep, maybe a bit rude.
Okay.
However, their responses might be slightly delayed sometimes while they carefully weigh their words. They want to make sure it's polite, diplomatic, avoids any conflict. They're crafting that perfectly agreeable response.
The diplomat's pause.
You could call it that. And then you have Aquarius, the independent, sometimes aloof innovator.
The unique one.
Definitely unique. The source says they are responsive, but their communication might be, unique. Perhaps a bit detached. Or they might really engage only when discussing ideas that genuinely spark their intellectual curiosity.
So they respond, but on their terms.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And they might also be prone to just disappearing and reappearing because they're on their own unconventional schedule or lost in some big abstract concept. So while generally responsive, their consistency or even the style of their response can be quite unpredictable.
It's really fascinating how the source connects these broad elemental traits to such specific digital things like texting speed.
Mm.
Okay, so that just leaves the water signs.
Right.
Given their reputation for depth emotion.
Yeah.
How does the source describe their texting patterns? Probably not straightforward.
Definitely not always straightforward. The water signs Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces are known for deep emotional intelligence, intuition, sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
Their responsiveness, according to the source, can be the most variable, very mood dependent.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Take Cancer, the nurturer. They might be super responsive if they're feeling emotionally connected, secure in the conversation. They often reply with a lot of warmth, care emojis, maybe.
The cozy texters?
Can be. However, if they're feeling vulnerable or maybe overwhelmed by something, they might just retreat into their shell.
Like a crab.
Exactly. Which leads to delays or maybe even being selective about who they reply to. They kind of need to feel safe to engage fully.
So being left unread by a Cancer might actually say more about their current emotional state than anything you've actually said or done.
Precisely. It's often highly internal for them. Then there's Scorpio. Intensity, mystery,
oh, yeah.
Another fascinating case. The source suggests their responses can be quite strategic, deliberate. They might appear unresponsive if they're busy processing deep emotions, maybe testing boundaries.
Testing boundaries via text.
It's suggested. Or simply observing, taking things in. When they do reply, it can be incredibly impactful, maybe very insightful, but they're not really about casual, superficial back and forth.
No small talk.
Not typically. They communicate when they feel they have something significant to say, or maybe when they feel it serves a purpose.
Intense. Okay, and Pisces?
And finally, Pisces. The dreamer, the empath. Their responsiveness? Highly fluid, like water itself.
Flowing, or maybe just drifting away?
Both. They might genuinely get lost in their own thoughts, daydreams, artistic projects, and just forget to reply. It's not malicious.
Just so. Elsewhere.
Exactly. Or they might be so tuned into the emotions of others, maybe even what they sense in your text, that they feel overwhelmed and need to withdraw to protect their own energy.
Wow.
The source describes them as sometimes being quite elusive texters. Their replies can be poetic, deeply empathetic, or sometimes just Yeah, missing in action because they've drifted off into their own deep oceanic thoughts.
Wow, that is a really comprehensive breakdown. It's kind of incredible seeing how the source connects these, big astrological archetypes to something so everyday, so granular as texting habits.
It is pretty specific, yeah.
So, okay, thinking about all this, what does it all mean for you listening right now? How might this whole idea that your star sign could potentially predict texting patterns? How might that influence your own expectations or how you interpret other people's communication?
Now, how do you use this information?
Like, if you find yourself waiting for a reply from, let's say, a Gemini, and suddenly you think, ah, okay, air sign, wired for chat, they should text back fast. Does that change how you feel?
Or the opposite.
Or the opposite, you're waiting on a Taurus and you tell yourself, okay, deep breaths, earth sign, they're just being deliberate, probably finishing something important, don't take it personally. Does knowing this stuff or thinking about it this way change your internal story? Does it give you a new lens, maybe, but more patience? Or does it just validate a feeling you already kind of had about certain friends' texting styles?
Yeah, does it give you a cosmic out?
Huh, maybe. I know I'm already mentally scrolling through my contacts list thinking about this.
Me too. And this really raises an important question, doesn't it? About that interplay between these perceived external influences, like astrology here, and our individual communication
Right,
choices.
it's not destiny.
Exactly. While it's definitely intriguing, maybe even fun, to consider these patterns the source suggests, it also prompts us to think about personal responsibility, right? How we choose to engage in digital conversations.
Yeah.
The source isn't laying down absolute, unchangeable laws. It's presenting tendencies, possibilities. So, for instance, if you know your Virgo friend really values precision,
You might text them with all the details up front.
exactly, instead of just a vague what's up. Or
Right.
conversely, if you recognize yourself as maybe one of the unresponsive water signs, but you want to be better at communicating,
This could be a starting point.
it could offer a starting point for self-reflection. Yeah. Why do I withdraw? When does it happen? I think the deeper implication here is that by understanding these proposed astrological leanings, maybe we can cultivate more realistic expectations. Maybe even foster a bit more empathy in our digital interactions.
More understanding, less frustration.
Potentially, it's about observing these patterns, the source points out, and just reflecting on our own habits and others' habits. Does knowing this categorization change how you start a chat or how patient you are while waiting?
Yeah.
It invites us to be more observant, perhaps, and maybe more understanding, even if we're not, fully signing up for the predictive power of stars on texting speed.
Right. It's like a tool for interpretation, maybe, not a rigid prophecy.
Exactly, a tool for interpretation, and it definitely makes for a lively conversation starter.
Absolutely. It's a really fascinating way to look at how we navigate relationships in this very modern world.
Yeah.
And there we have it. We've taken a deep dive into this intriguing idea presented in astrology, responsive versus unresponsive signs. This concept that categorizes people based on whether they, text you back versus leave you on read,
Yeah.
all seen through the pretty interesting lens of astrological elements and
Okay.
specific sign traits.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground there.
We did. We've seen how fire signs are painted as impulsive responders, earth signs as deliberate, air signs as maybe intellectual communicators, and water signs as more emotionally driven in their texting styles, at least according to our source material.
It's quite the cosmic breakdown of digital habits.
It really is. It's a
Yeah.
genuinely thought-provoking look at how we try to make sense of our modern digital lives, sometimes using, well, ancient wisdom.
Or ancient frameworks, anyway.
Right. So next time you send that text or you find yourself doing that checking the phone again thing, waiting for a reply, you might just find yourself wondering, did the stars have a little say in that communication pattern? And maybe more importantly, how much do you let that idea influence your next move? Will you approach that Scorpio silence with a bit more patience now? Or maybe fire off another text to that Aries friend with even more confidence? Something to think about.
Definitely food for thought.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.